98.1 KZE, and welcome to Tasting Tuesdays, sponsored by the South Egremont Spirit Shop, curated wines, regional spirits, and craft brews, southegremontspirits.com. And I am very, very, very excited today because I have the great pleasure of speaking with the co-owners of Fruition Chocolate Works in Shokan, New York, and what perfect timing to bring in Dahlia and Brian Graham. You're my first chocolate folks for Tasting Tuesday, so thank you guys for coming in.
Oh, that's so exciting. Thank you so much for having us.
Hi, thank you.
Yeah, so I've done a little bit of digging into Fruition Chocolate Work. You find ethically sourced cacao beans, right, and mm-hmm. you process them in such a way. Tell me a little bit about your business and your ethical approach that you're known for. I'm very curious about that.
Sure. So at Fruition, we go to great lengths to make sure that our ingredients are the top quality possible, and that includes ethical sourcing, so making sure that we're purchasing cacao that's above and beyond fair trade. We're paying a premium for a certain quality and making sure that we're working with sourcing companies that value proper labor practices on the ground.
All right. So there are some products. I'm assuming they don't. But maybe we shouldn't name the names. But let's say most commercial chocolate companies do not take that route. Is it fair to guess that's probably the case?
That's fair to guess. There have been some increased efforts in recent mm-hmm. years, although there's certainly a long way to go. And the commercial large manufacturers are purchasing at a commodity price, which really should be the floor at best.
So you're going for customers that are maybe a little bit more conscientious of these types of issues, correct? Like the countries that you're sourcing cacao are...
sourcing from Peru, the Dominican Republic,
right.
A little bit from Colombia, Bolivia, and even as far as Madagascar.
Really?
From farms and farmer cooperatives, yeah.
And is part of this whole ethical approach that they're not being exploited and that these...
Correct.
Okay. And then you also publish that you use traditional and modern techniques. What is a traditional technique?
Sure.
O'Brien.
I guess I could talk a little bit about that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think just like going back to the beginning, like what we do is extremely unique among chocolatiers, especially in this area.
Mm-hmm.
Not only do we source our cacao and turn it into chocolate and finished bonbons, there are only a handful of companies in New York that do that.
Mm.
There are only when we started our business, there were only maybe 20 companies that actually made chocolate from cocoa beans to finished chocolate. We were certainly not the first, but we were among the first wave of companies that started doing that. So what that allows us to do is not only make like a really, really special product that we have our hands on, like from sourcing cocoa beans to the finished chocolate, but then we take that finished chocolate and turn it into mm-hmm. beautiful bonbons and confections.
Yeah, and I love the packaging, everything. There's so much attention to everything. Even this lovely little bag you brought in with your samples is... There's obviously such an attention to presentation and detail. So that's pretty awesome. Do you have like a graphics person that you work with?
Or we had a meeting with a new potential graphic person this morning.
Funny.
We've worked with a few over the years, and mm-hmm. it's sort of a culmination between like what we've tried to do and several design firms.
Mm-hmm.
But we want the chocolate that's inside that we know is special,
right,
and delicious,
right,
and one of the most award-winning chocolates in the world. We want our packaging to represent that, we spent a lot of time to find and work on the design.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Even the website, everything, it's really beautifully presented. Go to fruitionchocolateworks.com to get an example of what I'm talking about. I'm talking with Dahlia and Brian Graham from Fruition Chocolate Works. Is Valentine's Day a big deal?
Absolutely, yeah. So chocolate holidays, definitely the winter holidays are big around gift giving with Christmas season, but Valentine's is up there, and there's no reason why you can't give chocolate to anyone you love or appreciate. So we have gifts for everybody. We're excited about our passion fruit pop bar, which we brought back this season. It's a chocolate bar that has pop rocks in it.
Oh yeah, that sounds just that actually sounds great. I'm looking. Did you bring it?
Yeah.
Oh, I can take. Let's just do it. I was going to find out more about.
Yeah.
I have a question while we're breaking off a piece here. Lucky me. Everybody should do a Tasting Tuesdays. Don't be hating on me because I have like the best chocolate company in the Hudson Valley here today. But okay, here's something I found. This is a generalization. But do you find many more women go for chocolate than men? is this just a personal question?
I think the data shows yes.
Okay.
But that's not to say that men can't perfectly enjoy chocolate just as well. I think the purchasing tends to veer toward women.
We can change that today.
Yeah, we definitely can. But what I'll also say is like, our shop is in a very rural area in Shokan.
You're right by the reservoir and by the rail trails, right?
Yes, exactly.
I love that area.
Yeah,
love it.
So it's a great stopping point if you're on the rail trail. But you know, we'll see, you know, construction workers or you know highway workers or
lumberjacks
or whatever. You know, come in and buy a bar of chocolate. And they've eaten half of it before they've even like walked out of the door.
Oh, that's funny.
And then we'll have also people, you know, coming up from New York City, like going to their second homes and you know, filling up their bags with our chocolate.
Right.
So what we try to do is make sure that our chocolate is, you know, among the best in the world is like, you know, that's the goal for us. But also make it like extremely approachable for anybody who stops in and just wants like something sweet.
I've had a funny experience of walking into CVS on Valentine's Day and seeing all these guys desperately grabbing boxes of whatever they can find. And I'm like, okay, guys, you don't have to wait till the last second. If you're going to do it, just do it the right way. Go out to Shokan, go to Fruition Chocolates, get some great stuff that your partner is going to appreciate and love. And if you're going to do it, you know, do it correctly, not CVS. I mean, go there for all your other needs, for sure. No, nothing against CVS, but what else have you brought me?
Yeah, definitely shop local on Valentine's Day. And we offer a lot of guidance. That's what happens
that's
is
perfect.
People come in at the last minute and they don't know what to pick, and we'll help you figure it out. We have a case of bonbons and you can put together a two-piece box or a four-piece box.
Oh, fantastic.
We brought some passion fruit caramels that are a great item for Valentine's Day. We're on a passion fruit theme here.
So that's
a dark chocolate shell and then a almost fluid caramel center, and it's got like a nice tanginess to it.
I'm going to have to take some photos of the wares you brought in today because these are beautiful, really beautiful. Oh my God, that's really good.
So that's
I have to do some editing because chewing on the air isn't always the best practice.
That's a great item for Valentine's Day.
Wow.
We also brought peanut butter cups. Peanut butter cups play to everybody's nostalgia, and we made like an elevated version of a peanut butter cup. So this one is with our brown butter milk chocolate, salted caramel, and house made peanut butter.
I love that stuff.
And it's got a touch of salt on top as well.
Oh, you went for my Achilles heel today. Oh, my Lord. Thank you, guys. Dahlia and Brian Graham here with me for Tasting Tuesday from Fruition Chocolate Works. They're in Shokan. Check out fruitionchocolateworks.com for details. You can place orders there. There's a lot of good information about your practices, which I think separate you from probably most of the herd. If I could say that. Yeah, I'm sorry I haven't had the chance to stop in into Fruition, the shop there yet in Shokan, but I plan on doing a lot of biking on the rail trails this year, so I will make a point of stopping by. Anything about the shop I should know about?
Yeah, so it's right off 28, and it's a perfect place to stop for hot chocolate, which we make, of course, with our chocolate. And then we have mochas, lattes. We make a bourbon caramel latte, which is really delicious.
Sounds pretty good. So it's a cafe, in addition to being a shop?
It's like a coffee bar. Like, we've got an espresso machine, and then we have a case of filled chocolates and chocolate bars out, and we set it up kind of like a tasting room, so you can walk around the room and try the different chocolates while you're there. And we also have a viewing window, so you can see the chocolate being made when you visit as well.
So I wouldn't be surprised if people driving by the area right now as they're listening live to this segment, if you all of a sudden don't get a lot of people just, like, you know,
pulling over
over to your spot there in Shokan. Very good. I assume you also probably have an Instagram.
We have an Instagram at Fruition Chocolate. Mm-hmm. We're on Facebook as well, and we've got a TikTok account.
Is it back up? Yeah, I know.
I think more importantly for the people who are listening, you can find our chocolate in a lot of places in this area. Mm-hmm. So Adams, our shop, all of the Bread Alone places.
Oh wow, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And if you're Mother Earth, and about 600 other places nationwide.
Well, if you know the folks at CVS are listening, maybe they'll start picking up your.
One could hope.
Exactly. All right. Well, thank you guys so much, and I wish you a lot of success this Valentine's season and going forward. And I would love to have you back on with more samples on a future Tasting Tuesday if you're into it.
Absolutely, anytime.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having us on.
Thank you, guys. And inspired by my guests today from Fruition Chocolate Works, here are the Wood Brothers with Chocolate on My Tongue. This is 98.1 KZE.